आज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती।
ओ
सनो भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः, गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म, तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम्। शङ्करं शङ्कराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः। सर्ववेदान्तसिद्धान्तगोचरं तमगोचरं गोविन्दं परमानन्दम् सद्गुरुं प्रणतोऽस्म्यहम्।
We have seen the general qualification of the seeker and the specific qualification of the seeker. General qualification is medhavi, medhavi, second विद्वान, थर्ड उहापोह विचक्षण। दिस इज द जनरल क्वालिफिकेशन रिक्वायर्ड, दैट मीन्स ही शुड बी इंटेलिजेंट पर्सन, रिटेंटिव इंटेलिजेंस, एजाइल इंटेलिजेंस एंड रिफ्लेक्टिव। देन आफ्टर दैट स्पेसिफिक क्वालिफिकेशन, विवेक, वैराग्य, सट संपत्ति एंड मुमुचुत्तम। वी हैव सीन अप टू मुमुचुत्तम and we have also seen that this vivek, vairagya, sat sampatti and mumuchyatam are related and stated in the form of cause effect, cause effect, cause effect. Effect of vivek is, cause of vairagya is
vivek,
effect of vairagya सट संपत्ति, कॉज ऑफ सट संपत्ति, इफेक्ट ऑफ सट संपत्ति मुमुचुत्तम, कॉज ऑफ मुमुचुत्तम, कॉज ऑफ विवेक cause of Vivek?
Satsang.
Cause of Vivek?
Knowledge.
Purification of mind and concentration of mind. You have to purify your mind, then that jigyasa will come in you. Otherwise, it will never come. So, purification of mind is the cause of Vivek. How do we purify our mind? What is the cause of purification of mind? Isko achhi tarah pakad lo. You have to know this science. It is perfect science. Unless you follow this science, you will not get result. To reach mumuchyutam, you have to start from the purification of mind. Purification can happen by karma yog, bhakti yog, gyan yog, dhyan yog, kala yog. All these will happen. Bhajan, kirtan, tirtha brahman, ganga snan. And what is common in all of them? What is common in all of them? Ishwar is common in bhakti, in jnana, in dhyana. Without sravan manan nididhyasana also, you are meditating on Lord. Ishwar is there. In bhakti, Ishwar is there. Ishwar is the common thing to purify your mind. Unless the Ishwar comes in your life, it will not happen. And we have seen the best method is the karma yoga. Why karma yoga is the best method? It is 24/7. Because all your actions, even you are taking bath, brushing your teeth, or whatever you are doing the whole day, your all kartavya karma, you have to bring in Ishwar. Then it becomes karma yoga. That karma becomes the yoga. It will get you united with the Lord. If you worship Lord, and if you worship your own ego, if it is a selfish action, you are worshipping your, that is not called yoga. That is karma, not karma yoga. Now in verse number 28, let us see what Shankaracharya is saying.
Manda madhyama rupani. Manda-madhyama-rupani vairagyena-samadhina vairagyena-samadhina prasadena-guru-seyam prasadena-guru-seyam pravriddhāsūyate-phalam pravriddhāsūyate-phalam Manda-madhyama-rupani vairagyena-samadhina prasadena-guru-seyam pravriddhāsūyate-phalam.
Manda-madhyama-rupani vairagyena-samadhina prasadena-guru-seyam pravriddhāsūyate-phalam. We all undergo sorrows. And we don't like it. We want to get rid of it. But we are not ready to pay the price for it. We all know sorrow is coming from anatma vastu. But at the same time, we don't want to leave anatma vastu. We don't like sorrow and we don't want to leave also. We want bhog also. In the earlier sloka it was said, moktum issa mumukshuta, moktum issa. But we don't want to leave bhoga, so we are bubukshu. Bhoktum iccha, bubukshu. Bhoktum, we want bhoga also. So both will not happen. We have to pay price for that. So it is said, this mumuksha depends on our mind and intellect setup. How much we want bhog, how much we have withdrawn. There are a lot of degrees. Somebody has withdrawn 70%, somebody has withdrawn 10%, somebody has not at all withdrawn. So this mumukshuta has got various degrees. So it is said we can categorize into four: atimanda, atimanda, What is the Satimanda? This type of person has not heard about the Atman. What is Mukti? What is Atman? Totally engrossed in the world is Atimanda. Manda, second is Manda. He knows, he has heard Moksha. It is a state of mind. It is a peaceful state of mind that he has heard. But he finds that the study is very hard. He doesn't want to study. He feels that this is very, very difficult for him. So, usko chhod do. Like somebody is a smoker. He sees on the cigarette packet every day, smoking is injurious for your health. But he wants to leave smoking. Ek to Wheeler company say, when he got the book, Get Rid of Smoking, How to Get Out of Smoking, kitab le aaya, padhne laga. Then somebody somewhere, what are you doing? No, I am reading this book. I want to get rid of smoking. It's injurious to health. Okay. After a couple of days, that person again asked me, have you read the book? Have you given up the smoking? Well, no, I have left reading the book. So here also, Manda, he knows what is moksha. He has heard about it. But studying is difficult for him. Left studying. Kata. Then is Madhyam. Madhyam goes to satsang. He knows about it. He likes it. But he is not in a position to hold on to this because of his duties, because of his kartavya karma. That is what happens with all of us. Sometimes because of our kartavya karma, we don't come. We are madhyam. So these are put in the madhyam category. Because of some duties, we are not able to come to satsang or not able to study the sastra, but we want it. Want it. Such persons are called sadhak. And uttam. Uttam mumukshu. It's a burning desire. I want it right now. Abhi chahiye. I am ready to pay any price for it. He is uttam. And Mahatma give example that one Jatadhari Mahatma, you know the Jatas, and Jata has caught fire. And at that time some devotee come, Maharaj thoda paon chune do. Hato, 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 I have to go and dip into the tank first. My Jata is on fire. So if you have got an urge like that, I want it now, ati, abhi chahiye. Get it. This is Uttam Adhikari. So he said, Manda and Madhyam Rupa Api Vairagyena Samadhina Prasadena Guru Swayam Prabhidda Suyate Phalam. Even if your Mukshutam is Manda and Madhyam, you can increase it. You can make it stronger. Mukshuta, you can make it stronger if it is mand and madhyam. Madhyam means you know you want to come to satsang, but because of some obstruction, some duties or your family requirements, you are not able to come. But you are keeping that desire of mukshuta alive in your heart. And mand, a degree lower than that. They can increase it. Pravriddha suyate phalam. If you increase them, it will give you phal. It will give you fruit. How you can increase it? Remember the cause and effect. You want to increase mukshata, the effect. What is the cause of that mukshu? You see, vairagyena samadhina. You got it? Shankaracharya says, if you want to increase your mumukshutvam, mumukshutvam is the effect, cause is sarsampatti, and the cause of sarsampatti is vairagya, and the cause of vairagya is vivek. If mumukshutvam is weak, what we have to do? You have to increase its cause. Vairagya samadhina. Samadhina, samadhina means sat-sampatti. So you have to strive for increasing sat-sampatti, samdham, uparam, titicha, sraddha, samadhan, and the cause of this sat-sampatti is vairagya. You have to increase the vairagya. And a mathematical. But he said one thing more. Guru Prasad. You see, the Vairagya and the Satsampati, BMI is under my control. Like a car, if I buy, that car is under my control. I can drive it at 10 miles speed or 100 miles speed. It is under my control. Similarly, this BMI is also under my control. I have to take it to Vairagya. I have to take it to Vairagya. Sat sampatti, vivek. Good. So, vairagyena samadhina. So, how we have to develop the vairagya? We have to see the shortcomings of the bhavasukha. Bhavasukha means happiness from the objects of the world. And what are the shortcomings? Shortcoming is, it is always temporary. It never gives me permanent sukha. It never gives me total fulfillment. And I want sukha which should be permanent. That is available. And what is the nature of that sukha? Brahma sukha. Sarvatra. Sarvada. Sarvada. Swatantra. Anayas. Chetan sukha. What is anayas?
Without any effort.
Dekho, kitna maje ki baat hai. If you can get it, you don't have to work for it. For all worldly sukh, you have to act in the world. And it is not dependent on the objects of the world. So we have to see the shortcomings in the objects of the world. When you see, start seeing the shortcoming, then you will withdraw from that. Samadhina, samadhina, we have already seen. Samdham uparati titicha samadhan. This we have to develop. One thing more it is said, Guru Prasadena. Guru Prasad means the prasannata of Guru. This factor is also very, very important. Guru Prasadena. Why Guru Prasad is required? First, you have to know who is Guru. Those who have studied the scripture, our Upanishad says, Srotriya Brahmanishta. These two qualifications are given in the scripture. Srotriya means those who have studied the scripture and those who are abiding in that. He is Guru. So such person has earned lot of punya, number one. How? He is already withdrawn from the anatma vastu. And the papa happens only in the anatma world. So he has withdrawn from the anatma and he has earned papa. And he has become sarvatma bhava. Sarvatma bhava means he sees that everywhere the Brahman is there, only the. And once you come to that stage, what happens? Whatever he says, Prakriti will have to do it. Because he has become Brahman. And the Maya is Brahma Asraya. So, Maya has to follow the instructions of. Do you understand the science? Prakriti has to do it. That is why we go to Mahatmas. Bachchon ko aashirwad do, Mahatma aashirwad, iske sir par haath rakho, haath rakh ke aashirwad do. Why? Whatever you show, it will happen. So Guru, when he sees that his sincere student is struggling to get it, he will pray to the Lord. This soul is striving hard, O Lord, see that he gets it. That is Guru Prasad. And know it for sure, Guru will not be with you for whole life, but his sankalpa will be with you always. Guru will not be with you always. But his sankalpa, once he has done the sankalpa, that these seekers are striving, they should get it. And it will happen. Guru Prasadena. So Mand and Madhyam also we can increase by Vairagya, Satsampatti and Guru Prasad, three are required. Normally you will find when you go into the Vrindavan, you will find the Mahatmas giving blessing. Normally what we give? Sukhi Bhava, after Bhiksha we say, Sukhi Bhava, these are all general category, you know. Saubhagyavati Bhava or Putravati Bhava, a general thing. But a higher Mahatma will always say to you, Krishne Matiyastu, may your mind turn toward Lord Krishna. Because he wants that you should get united with the Lord. And Sukhi Bhava, Putravati Bhava, sab anatma vastu hai. Is it not so? Sukhi Bhava, you will be happy with the anatma vastu, Putravati Bhava, putra. Anatma vastu, swarga mil jaye, that also is anatma. So higher grade Mahatma will always tell you that you should turn toward the Lord. May your mind come toward the Krishna. So this is our to increase Mumuchutam. Lot of people have got this thing, problem. So sab kuch hai, everything else, but the Mumuchutam is less. So what we have to see? What is the cause of Mumuchutam? Satsampatti, increase Satsampatti. Cause of Satsampatti is the Vairagya, increase it. Vairagya is not coming, see the Vivek. What is Vivek? Discriminate between Atma and Anatma. Who is giving me sorrow? Anatma is giving me sorrow. So we have to withdraw from the Anatma. And who will give me the Sukh? Atma will give me the Sukh. How this Jigyasa will come? Purification of mind. What are the impurities of mind? Sat Ripu. Who is the ringleader? Kaam. I have to tackle? Kaam. How do you tackle Kaam? That whatever I am desiring in the world will never give me permanent sukh. This is my own experience now. They all give me temporary sukh and I never felt fully contented. If this process of analysis starts in your life, बढ़ते जाओ रास्ता साफ गुरुजी ऑलवेज से स्टार्ट वॉकिंग रोड विल बी क्लियर आफ्टर दैट प्रॉब्लम इज दिस वॉकिंग फर्स्ट वी हैव टू स्टार्ट वॉकिंग नेक्स्ट
वैराग्यम च मुमुक्षुत्वम तीव्रम यस्य तु विद्यते तीव्रम यस्य तु विद्यते तस्मिन्नेवार्थवन्तस्युः फलवन्तः शमादयः वैराग्यं च मुमुक्षुत्वम् तीव्रं यस्य तु विद्यते तस्मिन्नेवार्थवन्तस्युः फलवन्तशमादयः
नाउ शंकराचार्य इज टेकिंग अप सट संपत्ति अर्लियर द टॉपिक वाज मुमुक्षुत्वम हाउ टू इंक्रीज मुमुक्षुत्वम नाउ ही हैज टेकन सट संपत्ति వైరాగ్యం చ ముముచుత్వం తీవ్రం యస్యతు విద్యతే ఇవ్ ద వైరాగ్య అండ్ ముముచుత్వం ఇస్ తీవ్ర. ఇమాజిన్ దట్ వివేక్ వైరాగ్య షట్ సంపత్తి ముముచుత్వం. అవుట్ ఆఫ్ దట్ ఈస్ టూ ముముచుత్వం అండ్ వైరాగ్య దే ఆర్ స్ట్రాంగ్. ఇఫ్ దే ఆర్ స్ట్రాంగ్ naturally the cause of mumuchyutvam is sat sampatti is strong. If vairagya is strong, the effect of vairagya sat sampatti is, therefore that sat sampatti will give you fruit. Did you get it? You have to put it into the cause and effect relationship. Vivek, vairagya, సట్ సంపత్తి ముముచుత్వం. హియర్ ఇన్ దిస్ వర్క్ హీ సేజ్ వైరాగ్యం అచ్చ ముముచుత్వం. వైరాగ్య అండ్ ముక్షు ముముచుత్వం. ముముచుత్వం ఇస్ ద లాస్ట్ ఇస్ ద ఇఫెక్ట్. ఇఫెక్ట్ ఆఫ్ వాట్? సట్ సంపత్తి. అండ్ వైరాగ్య ఇస్ తీవ్ర స్ట్రాంగ్. ఇఫెక్ట్ ఆఫ్ వైరాగ్య ఇస్ సట్ సంపత్తి. ఇఫ్ వైరాగ్య ఈజ్ తీవ్ర, ముముక్షుత్వం ఈజ్ తీవ్ర, దెన్ సట్ సంపత్తి ఈజ్ ఆల్సో తీవ్ర. దేర్ ఫోర్ హీ సేజ్ వైరాగ్యం చ ముముక్షుత్వం తీవ్ర యస్య తు విద్యతే వేర్ దేజ్ ఆర్ స్ట్రాంగ్ ద ఇఫెక్ట్ తస్మిన్ ఏవ్ ఇన్ దాట్ అలోన్. ఏవ్ మీన్స్ అలోన్. దెన్ వాట్ విల్ హ్యాపన్? తస్మిన్ ఏవ్ అర్థవంతు, అర్థవంతు ఇట్ విల్ బి మీనింగ్ఫుల్, ఫలవంతు fruitful. What? Samadaya. Aaya samajh mein? Phir se bataye ek baar. Vivek, vairagya, sat sampatti, mucham. They are all in the relations of cause and effect. And who have brought them? Our Rishi Muni. This is not given anywhere, anywhere in the Shastra at a particular place. Oh, Vivek, Vairagya, Sat Sampatti and Mumuchyutvam. They found these things in scattered all over the Shastra. They took it and put it in this formula. Vivek, Vairagya, Sat Sampatti and Mumuchyutvam. Now Shankaraji Charji says, where Vairagya and Mumukshutnam is Tibra, their Sat Sampatti is meaningful and fruitful. Arthavanta, Phalavanta. Arthavanta, meaningful. Phalavanta, fruitful. Why? Because the cause and effect are strong. Cause of Sat Sampatti is Vairagya. If the Vairagya is strong, Sat Sampatti is strong. If Sat Sampatti is strong, Mumuchyutvam is strong. So he has picked up two words, Mumuchyutvam and Vairagya. If these two are strong, in between that, Sat Sampatti is strong. It is Phalavanta. It will give fruit. Arthavanta. It is meaningful. See, in a simple example, a student is studying, is not seeing TV, he will get good result. A student not studying but seeing the TV, the effect will be the same way. This is cause and effect relationship is given here. How can we test our sat sampatti? టెస్ట్ కర్నా హై నా? హౌ కెన్ బి టెస్ట్? వాకిని మహాత్మా సేస్, ఓకే, వెన్ ద సెన్స్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్స్ కమ్ ఇన్ యువర్ ప్రజెన్స్, వెదర్ యువర్ మైండ్ ఈజ్ డిస్టర్బ్ ఆర్ నాట్, చెక్ దిస్ థింగ్. ఆబ్జెక్ట్ ఐదర్ యూ లైక్ ఇట్ ఆర్ యూ డోంట్ లైక్ ఇట్, డిస్లైక్. Object which you don't like, if it comes in your presence, anger will come immediately. You don't like a person who is your enemy, he comes in front of you, what will happen? You will get angry. Or a person whom you like, he comes, you will be very happy. So if the state of mind is peaceful, such sampatti has happened. This is how you have to check it. Now, Gurudev has taken up a very vital point, and many people ask this question. I can't resist, I will read verbatim so that our doubts are cleared 100%. Many people ask this question. There are many seekers who, having practiced for a long the six requirements such as calmness, etc., complain that they have not progressed at all. Shankaracharya has taken up this topic only in this verse. Vedantic practices are not a training in ethics and morality. These great qualities are mainly to create an ethical and moral atmosphere in the psychological field of neophyte. There are many spiritual cowards who ask, merely by living an honest life, can we not reach the perfection which is explained as godhood? They say, I'm an honest person. And what else they say? This question has become very common these days, and people in confusion and perhaps intellectual fatigue refuse to make a thorough study of the Shastra. Such people claim for themselves a true living in their honest endeavor in life, and they say, I am very dutiful. I earn honestly. I look after my home and my dependents, and to that extent I can afford it. Right? Quite right. Everybody is doing that same thing. I share my wealth and with others in spirit of charity. I believe that I am a nobler soul than those who practice the so-called spiritual discipline. The wrong notion has been blasted by Shankara in this statement. In this verse, this is blasted by Shankaracharya. That the qualities of self-restraint, self-control, purity can bear fruit only when they are in an individual who has a complete sense of detachment born out of discrimination and a burning aspiration to surmount the limitations of his mortal existence. So this satsampati will only help you when you have got the vairagya and mumuchyatvam. Without vairagya and mumuchyatvam, these satsampati are not going to help you. The destiny of some of those I have met who were living an honest life all the time is indeed heart-rending. They live in the world in the sensuous excesses, running after the mirage of wealth, power, popularity, enjoyments, etc. And though their means are fair, their goal has always been low and finite. That is where the people commit mistake. Their goal is anatma. They are practicing satsampatti for power position, for anatma. So how you will get the result? So in their pilgrimage through life, whenever they come across to a ditch of hatred or a mount of challenge, they sit back fatigued and weary and blame religion and their own philosophy based upon hollow and meaningless ethical living. Since spiritual evolution is not an outcome of their pure living, whenever the scheme of things around them changes, they find themselves lost. Without spiritual stamina, no one can stand up to the threats of the onslaughts of the circumstances in life. It is therefore that the sam, dam, etc. cannot bear fruit unless they grow in a heart watered by detachment and ploughed by an intense wish for liberation. Therefore, satsampati should be coupled with vairagya and mumuchyatvam. If the vairagya and mumuchyatvam is there, then they will give you the fruit. ठीक है, चलो फिर आगे चलते हैं।
एतयोर्मन्दतायत्र विरक्तत्वमुमुक्षयोः मरौ सलिलवत्तत्र शमादेर्भानमात्रता एतयोर्मन्दतायत्र विरक्तत्वमुमुक्षयोः मरौ सलिलवत्तत्र शमादेर्भानमात्रता
एतयो मन्दता एतयो द टू टॉपिक्स विच वी आर डिस्कस अर्लियर व्हाट वर दे वैराग्य एंड मोक्ष व्हेन दे आर मंद व्हेन दे आर तीव्र सत संपत्ति विल गिव यू रिजल्ट इट इज अर्थवंत एंड फलवंत बट सपोज इफ दे आर वीक इट इज द री इन्फोर्समेंट वॉट ही हैज स्टेट इन द अर्लियर वर्स इज अगेन री इन्फोर्स इफ दीज आर वीक what will happen etayor mandata when the vairagyan muchitam they are weak yatra viraktasya mumochayo vairagya virakta and muchita these are not strong marau salilavattatra samadena bhi bhana matra bhan it is only an appearance where this vairagya and mudham is not strong samdham they are only an appearance they are not meaningful they will not give you fruit because the cause and effect is weak manda marau salilvat marau means in the desert salilvat means like the water like in the desert there is no water but because of the reflection of the sun we feel there is water similarly this samadhi in our life will be like that only like a mirage water they will not be fruitful they will not be meaningful so how to check mumuchuttam number 1 do you feel that the whole world is like a speck of dust Trinamatra. All anatma vastu is trinamatra. Why aisa ki nahi hua? If you have reached that state, that means muchutam has come. And when you interact with the world, there is no raga and dvesh. While interacting, you see, even the realized person will be interacting with the world. It's not that after realization your body will fall. Body will be there, the world will be also there, and he will be interacting with the world also, but without any rag and dvesh. It's all falsified. No rag and dvesh. How? Kabir Das says, Kabira khada bazaar mein sabki mange pair. खैर फिर ना काहू से दोस्ती ना काहू से बैर कबीर इज ए रियलाइज पर्सन खड़ा बाजार में ही इज इन द बाजार लॉट ऑफ पीपुल आर देयर देयर सबकी मांगे खैर सर्वात्म भाव इज देयर इज प्रेइंग फॉर एवरीबडी लेट एवरीबडी बी हैप्पी सबकी मांगे खैर ना काहू से दोस्ती ना काहू से बैर खत्म नो राग नो द्वेष यू सी हाउ द सेंट दे टेल इन द कपलेट्स सेम थिंग सो डू वी हैव समथिंग लाइक दैट व्हेन वी आर इंटरेक्टिंग इन द बाजार इन द वर्ल्ड नो राग नो द्वेष दैट शुड बी द स्टैंड And mochutam is itself a litmus test. Check. Mere ko mukti chahiye ki nahi? Do I want moksha or not? How to check vairagya? Mumuchutam we are seeing. Now how to check Vairagya? The classic example we have seen, Gurudev has given, Sant Gyaneshwar has given. What was that? By seeing a beautiful dead queen's body, will you run to embrace that? Molten iron, you want to take a repressing bath, will you go and take in that molten iron? I want a repressing bath. Will you run to that? You are thirsty, and from a leper soon the pus is coming out. Will you run to drink that pus? If you have got that much of understanding and feeling toward the anatma vastu in the world, then your vairagya has come. That doesn't mean the realized person will not eat and drink. This body is made of Pancha Mahabhut, and it needs the objects of Pancha Mahabhut to survive. So he will take from the world only that much is required, that's all. Or nahi kuch chahiye. If that has happened, then this. Now, Shankaracharya is taking up bhakti. In next two verse, the bhakti topic is taken.
Mokshakarana samagrayam, mokshakarana samagrayam, bhaktireva gariyasi, bhaktireva gariyasi, swasvarupanusandhanam, swasvarupanusandhanam, bhaktirityabhidhiyate, bhaktirityabhidhiyate, mokshakarana samagrayam, bhaktireva gariyasi, swasvarupanusandhanam, bhaktirityabhidhiyate.
Shankaracharya says, mokshakaran samagrayam. Samagra means like samagri. We put the samagri in havana, oblation, this is called the samagri, all types of ingredients. So here it is said, for all type of ingredients so far we have discussed, bhakti eva gariyasi, bhakti alone is the greatest. Shankaracharya, you didn't discuss anything about the bhakti. We have discussed about viveka, vairagya, satsampatti, mumuchutam, and earlier you said medavi, vidvan, uhapo, vichan. Where you never discussed this bhakti? How come you are saying bhakti gariyasi? Then he gives the definition of bhakti. It is different from what we know. Swa swarup anusandhanam bhakti iti abhidiyate. Bhakti is the nature of anusandhan, inquiry. Inquiry about what? Swarupa. This is also bhakti. There was little bit of bhakti in Shraddha. Vivek, Vairagya, Satsampatti and Mukhtutam, and earlier where? Medhavi, Vidvan, Vahapo, Vichakshana. If you analyze all of them, in Shraddha you will find little bit of bhakti, that also Vishwasa. Guru, Shastra, Ishware, Vishwasa. But bhakti nothing, puja, jap, and we thought bhakti means puja, jap, kuch batayenge. He didn't say that. He says bhakti is swa-swarup anusandhanam. Is the inquiry about your own true nature is bhakti. Thinking, contemplating, analyzing about your true nature is also bhakti. How is he saying that is also bhakti? Swa-swarup anusandhanam is the continuous flow of thought toward your nature, your Atman. It has to be continuous thought. Then it is swa-swarup anusandhanam. And in technical term, we say swajatiya pratyaya prabaha, vijatiya pratyaya triskriti. Normally we call it nididhyasan. In nididhya, have you heard the word nididhyasan? Shravan, manan, nididhyasan. In Upanishad it is said, atma bare drashtabhya, srotabhya, mantabhya, nididhyasitabhya. Atmabhari drashtabhya, one should know about the Atman. How? Srotabhya. First we have to listen. Then after that, we all are very intelligent. We will doubt. Kaise hoga ye? Then Shastra says, manan karo. If you have got no doubt, you don't have to do the manan and nididhyasana. Shastra also guarantees that the Uttam Adhikari you can get realized only by Shravan also. Shravana Matrena Jnanam Bhavati. Uttam Adhikari. If that has not happened, reflect. The shortcoming is in my mind. It is not there in the scripture or the statement of the Guru. It is my mind which is obstructing it. It's not able to understand. So what should I do? I reflect on that again and again and again and again. Whatever he said is true. Galti kabhi ho nahi sakta yahan. Reflect. After reflect also, now that knowledge is doubt-free. Understood. But still I think, I am body. Viparit bhavana is still there. Aham brahmasmi. But still I am saying, deho ham. How this will go? This viparit bhavana will go in nididhyasana. What is this nididhyasana? Nididhyasana is the continuous thinking about the Lord after Shravan and Manan. Very important parts. After Shravan and Manan. Then you sit for the meditation, nididhyasana. You will get result. Remember, after Shravan and Manan, you are continuously chanting Aham Brahmasmi, Aham Brahmasmi, Aham Brahmasmi, Aham Brahmasmi, Aham Brahmasmi. That will take you to that. And what will happen without studying scripture, without Shravan and Manan? If I start doing Aham Brahmasmi, what will happen? It's coming in the next verse, which we'll take up a little bit later. So Shankaracharya is discussing about the both. So it said, swa-swarup anusandhanam bhaktam iti abhidhiyate swajatiya vritti pravaha. See, the bhakti is param prema swarupa. In Narad Bhakti Sutra, it is said, what is bhakti? Param prema. This Atman is also param prema swarupa. This is the ananda source. And the Atman in each and every being, including all avatars, is one and same. In Bhagavan Ram or Krishna, or in any being, or in me, that Atman is one and same. So we have to do Swarup Anusandhanam. It's a bhakti is always toward the higher. Bhakti is always required, like we do the bhakti, puja paath of Bhagwan, because he is higher. But the Atman, highest. So, swa swarupa anusandhanam. The how it is to be done? In Upadesar we have studied. Ajyadharaya strotsaha samam saral chintanam viralata param. You remember? Ajyadhara, like a ghee, when you pour, there is no break. Same way, your aham brahmasmi vritti should be continuous without a break. Strotsaha samam, without an effort, when the water flows, there is no effort. Similarly, when I am doing this aham brahmasmi, it should be continuous and without effort. Sarala chintanam viralataha param. Viralata means with the obstructions. When we start our nidhi dhyasana now, you will find the mind is obstructed. Mind chala gaya dusri jaga. Aham brahmasmi, aham brahmasmi, aham brahmasmi, downtown mein pahunch gaya. Dilli pahunch gaya. It's obstruction. Bring it back. But saral chintanam, continuously. So this continuous chintanam is better than viral, with the obstruction. Then again, Raman Maharshi says, Bheda bhavanat sohamiti asau bhavana vidha pavani mata. So in between the dual, Bheda bhavana, there is a difference between me and Lord. This is Bheda bhavana. So aham. Better is the so aham. I am that. Veda bhavana, there is a difference between me and Lord, in between that and so aham. I am that. So aham is the better. Raman Maharshi says, bhavana abhida. There is no difference between me and Lord. Bhavana abhida, pavani mata. That is the best. What we have to take from here. Here also, you see, in bhakti, love is there. Love is here also. Shankaracharya has taken that love from there. How that love he has taken? He says, if you have got a love towards Shastra and Guru, that is bhakti. What we know as a bhakti? Udhar jaake puja karo. That is bhakti. But here say, he has taken this bhakti from here. The love part, the essence of the bhakti is the love. He said, love, you take out that love. And now you have got a love toward the scripture. You want to study more and more. Bhakti bada ki nahi bada? You can find out whether you are studying more and more. Is there an urge to study more? Thoda aur padhna hai. The urge comes, that means the love toward that Shastra has come. Love toward Guru has come. I want to know more. I want to study more. Bhakti a gaya. So what is bhakti here? Swa swarupa anusandhanam is also bhakti. How you will do the swa swarupa anusandhanam? You have to study scripture, you have to learn it from Guru, then only you will proceed. So bhakti comes there. The love toward the scripture, love toward the Guru is required. One more is not possible today. Achcha, isko padh lete hain khali.
स्वात्मतत्त्वानुसन्धानम् भक्तिरित्यपरे जगुः उक्तसाधनसंपन्नः
तत्त्वजिज्ञासुरात्मनः
उपसीदेद गुरुं प्राज्ञम्
యస్మాత్ బంధ విమోక్షణం
యస్మాత్ బంధ విమోక్షణం
స్వాత్మతత్వానుసంధానం భక్తిరిత్యపరే జగుః ఉక్త సాధన సంపన్నః తత్వజిజ్ఞాసురాత్మనః ఉపసీదేద గురుం ప్రాజ్ఞం యస్మాద్ బంధ విమోక్షణం.
Earlier it was said, Swaswarup anusandhanam bhaktim iti abhidiyate. Swaswarup anusandhana is bhakti. Now he says, Swatma tattva anusandhanam bhakti iti apare jugu. Some other people, apare means others. Jugu, they say. They give another definition. What is that definition? Swatma tattva anusandhanam. Little bit of difference. And what is that difference? Without doing Shravan and Madan, you are doing Aham Brahmasmi. So there is the instant mukti, here is the krama mukti. We will see it in our next class. Om
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate పూర్ణస్య పూర్ణమాదాయ పూర్ణమేవావశిష్యతే. ఓం శాంతి 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 హరి ఓం.